Section 5. Consolidating Gains in Large-Scale Combat Operations. Chapter 10. Consolidation Area Security Considerations. Introduction. During large-scale combat operations, LISCO, BCTs face significant security, intelligence, and sustainment challenges in what previous doctrine once referred to as the rear area. How should a BCT operationally frame this fight? How might a BCT organize its forces in support of this fight? This chapter briefly covers doctrinal foundations for the BCT rear, proposes a model for employing the Brigade Engineer Battalion, BEB, and offers best practices for employing a military police, MP company, as an economy of force effort in the consolidation area based on recent rotations at the National Training Center, NTC. Doctrinal Framework, Brigade Combat Team Consolidation Areas. Under current doctrine, a unit's rear always contains a support area where a unit's support operations occur. If designated by the commander, it may also contain a consolidation area running from the higher headquarters, HQ, boundary to the close area boundary where LISCO have ceased and units facilitate security and stability tasks and support the continuous consolidation of gains. Forces operating in the consolidation area free up their sister units and higher headquarters to focus on the close area fight, and so require a purposefully task-organized combined arms unit to perform area security and stability tasks and employ and clear fires. Can a BCT have a consolidation area? In discussion of the consolidation area, Field Manual 3O, Operations, 6 October 2017, refers to corps and divisions, but fails to refer specifically to a BCT consolidation area. The current BCT manual, published under previous doctrine, uses an older, deep close security framework that does not address the issue. Experience at the NTC suggests a BCT can have a consolidation area. The NTC replicates the largest live environment battlefield in the Army. Because of the vast distances involved, providing the ability of subordinate formations to focus efforts becomes critical. As often happens in LISCO, rotational training unit BCTs sometimes bypass enemy forces en route to their main objective. BCTs might choose to designate this terrain as part of the close area, assigning bypassed threats to a shaping operation, but this blurs the distinction between the close area, where the decisive operation takes place, and the portion of the BCT AO where the BCT has largely established control. Establishing a consolidation area, as at higher echelons, helps the BCT prioritize its focus on the close fight. It provides a framework for consolidating gains, first with BCT combat power and then when assumed by the division as rear boundaries shift forward. In essence, the time between a BCT finishing the close fight compared with the division or corps commander's decision to formally move the brigade rear boundary constitutes a period where BCTs must set the conditions for the continued consolidation of gains at higher echelons while simultaneously continuing to engage in close combat. The Brigade Engineer Battalion in the Brigade Combat Team Consolidation Area. Field Manual 3O describes the division assigning a BCT to its consolidation area. Scaling down, the BCT might assign a combined arms BN, potentially augmented with direct support artillery. What options exist for the BCT when it needs all of its BNs in the close area fight, or when the consolidation area threat is low enough to where a combined arms BN might be better assigned elsewhere? Doctrinally, the Maneuver Enhancement Brigade, MEB, controls security in the division support area. That logic could suggest the BEB controls the BCT support area, but in practice, we find the BSB is generally capable of securing the BCT's support area. We often see the BEB tasked with securing the expanded rear and propose explicitly assigning the BEB to the consolidation area fight. The BEB, as organically task-organized, is not able to completely secure the consolidation area because it is not a combined arms entity, lacks the ability to effectively employ and clear fires, and is not purposefully task-organized for the mission. If left in control of its organic route clearance platoon, RCP, and attached available maneuver combat power and/or MP company. However, the BEB can secure line of communications, locks, and key terrain, and generate intelligence in the consolidation area. Most critically, the BEB can provide command guidance and staff synchronization. The BEB commander primarily leads consolidation area security by issuing planning guidance, emphasizing consolidation area requirements. The BEB will find that in some phases of BCT operations, planning for engineer operations consumes its staff, designating a command and control C2 element, ideally an attached maneuver or MP company, or less optimally, the BEB headquarters company, is a successful tactic, technique, and procedure, TTP. At minimum, the C2 element must be able to control or liaise with all consolidation area assets. The C2 element must generate command understanding across the consolidation area. It must also generate command understanding of its attached assets, including its capabilities and resource requirements. In this model, integration is the BEB staff's key role in consolidation area security. The BEB S2 must work with the BCT S2 to ensure the BCT's Intelligence Common Operational Picture, COP, includes the consolidation area. The BEB may assign assets or use residual collection in the consolidation area. It must also recognize that every friendly convoy moving through the consolidation area represents an opportunity to gain intelligence. BEB staff members should conduct or coordinate intelligence pre- and debriefs for BEB, BSB, and, when possible, Combat Sustainment Support Battalion, CSSB traffic, and should work with the BSB and CSSB to synchronize protection and security. Best practices: the Military Police Company as the Consolidation Area Command and Control Element and Maneuver Element. An MP company consists of 3 platoons, totaling 9 squads. MP squads can operate independently and task organize to the team level for some missions. The concept of operations does not necessarily need to align a platoon per pillar. We instead recommend MP platoons organize functionally, particularly once consolidation area operations include a mix of stability and security operations. First platoon, area security, includes traffic control points, integration with RCP, and presence patrols. If additional maneuver platoons are available and consolidation area operations are security-oriented, they might work with 1st Platoon under the company headquarters. 2nd Platoon includes detainee collection point operations, tactical assembly area, TAA local security, quick reaction force, QRF. If additional maneuver platoons are available and consolidation area operations are stability-oriented, they might work with 2nd Platoon under the company headquarters. 3rd Platoon includes intelligence generation in population centers integrated with attached civil affairs and psychological operations PSYOP teams as available. Below the BEB staff level, how might the C2 element conduct the consolidation area fight? As a best practice, the headquarters C2 element overseeing the consolidation area should operate on a 3-pillar framework, which should first focus efforts on a single security pillar. As close operations advance, consolidation area tasks shift from a security to a stability focus. At that point, this framework expands focus to include freedom of movement, FOM, and intelligence generation. For our example, we use an attached MP company. Note, MPs have doctrinal consolidation area roles of security and mobility support, police operations, and detention operations. The following example does not replace them, but expands them into larger consolidation area operations. Pillar 1, Security. This pillar is foundational and necessary for FOM and generating intelligence. As previously stated, the BEB staff must be involved in establishing and overseeing security priorities for the consolidation area. If the MP company is available, these priorities should be closely coordinated with the BCT Provost Marshal Cell. Securing locks and key terrain should be prioritized. MPs can conduct area security patrols, integrating with other BEB units such as the RCP. Additionally, available combat power, such as attached infantry platoons, would operate under this pillar. Pillar 2, Freedom of Movement. As consolidation area operations shift toward stability, attached MPs can support area security via route regulation and enforcement, establishing traffic control points. MP companies can then assist the BEB by making recommendations on main supply route, MSR, alternate supply route, ASR improvements, and working to ensure routes are properly signed and regulated. Such efforts facilitate the expedited FOM of logistics, casualties, and sustainment. This pillar should also include the secure and efficient direction of internally displaced persons, IDPs, and oversight of the prompt transfer of detainees to the BCT Detainee Collection Point, DCP. Pillar 3, Intelligence Generation. In support of the intelligence collection described in the previous section, MPs can collect police information and intelligence for the BCT. See Army Techniques Publication ATP 3-39.20, Police Intelligence Operations, 13 May 2019. Working with human intelligence, HUMINT teams, MPs can develop sources within local communities and gather intelligence from individuals held at detainee collection points. Conclusion. Whether or not a BCT employs a consolidation area in its operational framework depends on the commander's visualization and tactical considerations. How a BCT organizes for consolidation operations is critical to ensuring the BCT maintains focus on the close area, and the security elements in the consolidation area have a headquarters to oversee their operations and integrate it with the rest of the BCT.